Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
That's weak sauce. If you're going to use a press conference, you better come with it.
And Chris Ello.
Every singer's got a clothing line. Every Hollywood celebrity's got a clothing line, a makeup line. Why isn't it not okay for a quarterback to have a clothing line?
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And off we go here on this Friday afternoon. Tony Quinn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Ello en route.
What?
Yeah. He's with the women's basketball team, women's Aztec basketball team in New Mexico, right? He's at the Pit tonight?
He is at the Pit. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so was scheduled to come on in about an hour. Sounds like flight was delayed, so...
Oh, let me get my flight tracking app out.
Oh, that's right.
I asked Chris for his flight number yesterday.
Scraby is a airplane nerd, so... This stuff is right up his alley.
You work with two of those.
I do.
Jesse
loves planes.
He does. And he tweeted out something one time, and I was like, this is the coolest fact ever. But there is a beacon for planes named Gwyn, but it's spelled backwards. There's a misspelling in there.
Yes.
And there's also one that says Padres. It's just off the coast.
It's spelled G-Y-W?
I think it is G-Y-W.
Do you know that is the everybody's favorite way to mess up my last name? I'm not saying that.
I think
that
I've
one's
done it before.
Yeah, I think I've done it before. I think I've seen it on a rundown a few times.
Definitely.
G-Y-W-N-N.
Well, at least you don't get S-C-R-A-B-E-E.
Yeah, yours stumped me for a little bit before I finally got it.
It's true. I mean...
What happens when you have a made-up last name?
It is a made-up last name. He's not lying. He's not being offensive or anything.
No, that came from you. I learned that from you, actually.
Thank you for remembering.
I guess talk a little bit about sports. One of the big stories today so far, Kyrie Irving back in the news. This time, not for anything ridiculous. It's basketball related, trying to get up out of Brooklyn. Yeah, he has requested a trade. Trade deadline is February 9th, so we're about 6 days away from the deadline taking place. He wants to be up out of there. It sounds like an extension was something that both sides discussed. A little bit slow to come to the table in the Brooklyn Nets, and I'm sure they have the reasons why they weren't necessarily jumping at the opportunity to do it. And now this is a power play. This is something that we see often in the NBA. With Kyrie being a free agent at the end of the season, he can walk and the Nets get nothing. Or they could elect to move him, get what they can for him now. But they're in a weird spot, right? Because part of the, you know, both Kevin Durant had, I think Kevin Durant had asked for a trade at one point.
He did.
Before the season started.
And they said no.
And they basically didn't
grant
his request. Yeah. And then he's kind of come back. Brooklyn was playing great at one point. I think after the suspension of Kyrie Irving, he comes back. They played some of their best basketball at that point. I think they ran off 10 straight. Kyrie gets hurt. They've lost a few games. They've been able to steady the ship. And with Kyrie set to return, with KD set to return, either before the All-Star break or right after, now all of a sudden you get this news. And Brooklyn Nets are a team that I think, at least from a lot of people's standpoint, when healthy, can compete maybe for in that Eastern Conference.
I just don't know what team is going to want to take on what Kyrie comes with. And that's a lot. It's a lot. We all know it. We've all talked about it. But also, the Nets have put up with Kyrie, and they've been actually pretty good to him throughout his time with Brooklyn. And he gives them 6 days to... Well, we don't know how long they've been talking about this. This may just be the first public notification that we know of. But I know that the Lakers are interested. I know that they are. So
they are indeed.
And LeBron gets what LeBron wants.
Not all the time. He didn't get what he wanted, at least to start this season. There was a lot of trade. And listen, to be fair, we don't know what exactly LeBron James wants in terms of, we just know what's reported. But, you know, listen, Kyrie Irving is a terrific basketball player. And when he is locked in on basketball, there aren't too many dudes who can do it better. And so... the question you have to ask yourself if you're another team and you're considering trading for him is which Kyrie are you getting in terms of, are we going to be dealing with a guy locked in on basketball, or are we getting something else? And is it the risk worth taking? If you're the Lakers, I think it is. And here's why. LeBron James is 38 years of age. He just signed for a two-year extension beyond this. That'll take him to 40. Your window is you can't continue to expect that he's going to play at the level he's playing at. Can you expect that the next 2 years? Can you honestly say it's a done deal, he's going to play like that?
The only reason I say yes, you can, is because of a guy named Tom Brady, who every single year I said he was going to fall off, and he never fell
so
off.
So if you can, then I think it's worth it. 2 years.
Because you got 2 years of competitive basketball.
2 years of a dude who is, you could argue, an MVP right now at the age of 38 in season 20, and you're combining him with two pieces that you know work. That would now be him, and here comes another if. If Anthony Davis is healthy, you have him, and then you have LeBron James. That's a big three that I don't know that there's one better than.
I mean,
I don't know that there's any out there at this point that are a big three.
How much can the Nets expect to get back, though, because they have been put into this corner by Kyrie, and so his value is lower because they're going to either get nothing for him or they're going to get something for him?
In the NBA, there is you have to match the contracts, and so an expiring contract like, I hate to say this because I don't want to see this guy go, Russell Westbrook.
Ah, oh.
At 43, 44, might even be $45 million. Oof, that comes off the books.
My goodness.
It matches up. So now Brooklyn, you know, aside from probably getting the Lakers 2 first-round picks that they've been holding on to and been reluctant to give up all this year, they probably have to get rid of those. And all of a sudden you have a Brooklyn Nets team that gets 2 picks, but they also get rid of some money that is going to come off their books, and that allows them to dip into free agency come next year to maybe replace. I don't know who the free agents are. I don't know how that lines up. But in terms of making that type of deal work, it can work.
That seems like a lot to give up for a guy who's a rental because he doesn't have a future contract.
What are those picks going to do for you?
They're going to... Pay off in 7 years.
Exactly. And so that's what you're weighing. That's what you weighed when you made the Anthony Davis trade that turned into a championship, at least one, right? So far.
Yeah.
You got hit over the head. You're also going to now miss out on the unbelievable prospect that the New Orleans Pelicans are going to get to use that pick that you traded them.
That's true.
For that. So
what about the LeBron and Kyrie relationship? Because Kyrie had some not so nice things to say about LeBron after he left Cleveland.
I don't know if they were not so nice things. I think Kyrie,
I think I would be hurt if I was LeBron.
I think Kyrie has come to realize, and I think he said as much, that maybe he was a little immature in that particular time frame of his life, and has already spoke very highly of LeBron James and everything that has transpired from that point till now. I don't think the relationship problem is going to be an issue at all.
I guess one thing you could say about Kyrie is that you know you're getting the truth. It may not be what you want to hear, but you're going to get his honest opinion.
He's not one that is going to...
At this point, was he doesn't have a reason to be.
No, he really doesn't. He really doesn't. So that's the biggest story going around in sports today. We also... heard from AJ Prell. He was on Buster Olney's podcast, I believe. And, you know, the biggest question going into this season is Manny Machado and his opt-out. And it sounds like, according to AJ Preller on this Buster Olney podcast, that the two sides are planning to sit down at some point in the next couple of weeks. What the sit-down means, I don't know, but... Do we have that sound?
Yes.
Let's play it.
It was, well, I don't actually have it.
Oh, you don't
have it.
I'm
sorry. I shouldn't have lied to you on the air. Yes, I put it on the drive and then didn't move back. So that was a Matt Scraby special right there.
Interesting.
Matt Scraby special.
So we technically, by the way, happy 2-3-23 day, otherwise known as Jordan Day, in case you didn't know that.
All right, I have it now. Tony just looked at his watch.
I had to make sure it was the third for a second. I was like, yeah. Is it the third? I thought it was the fourth. Okay,
no,
good.
No. I saw that all over Twitter, too.
All right, here's AJ Preller speaking with Buster Olney.
With Manny, again, like, we've had, you know, again, like, I think the conversation has been mainly that, you know, we'll look at this here in the next couple weeks and, you know, and months going into the season. And Manny knows what we think about him. He's been a huge part of, obviously, what we've done here. You know, his signing, you know, 4 years ago, kind of spearheading the team, getting back into the playoffs a couple of times here in the last few years. He's, you know, coming off another MVP-type season. We want him here with the Padres. We want him here a long time. But he's under contract. So it's more of Manny's decision, honestly, you know, kind of how this plays out with the opt-out at the end of the season. So I think what we've tried to do is just make it known that, you know, we value and appreciate him. We're going to listen to what he wants to say, and then we'll kind of figure out what's best for everybody here going forward.
So, I mean, a little bit of news, but not really much news. I know that they're going to have talks with Manny Machado going into the season and all of that, but I don't really expect anything out of this. We'll see. I don't know what you expect from this, Tony, but I just don't think that he's going to come out and say, I'm going to be coming back for the rest of my 5 years in like 3 weeks. It's not going to happen in my mind.
I think it's highly unlikely.
Yeah, highly unlikely.
So, I mean, take from that what you will, but in terms of, and listen, ultimately it's his decision, but in terms of the business side of it, after what we just saw in free agency and going into the 2023 season,
yeah,
I don't think there's any advantage to announcing or doing anything beforehand. Unless you know this is where you, there's no other place you want
to
be.
Yeah, last season showed him that he needs to wait because he could be making a lot more money if he has another season like last year. But
he's making $30 million.
That's a bargain for the Padres.
It's crazy to say, but it is. Right now, there's a bunch of dudes making more than 30, and not very many as good as Manny Machado.
Yeah, Manny Machado, number one in the top third baseman MLB ranks right there. But another thing Manny Machado was doing, I don't know if you saw this, Tony, but he's been walking around downtown and in other areas. Padres all over San Diego are just randomly stepping into businesses and being on the streets and meeting fans, and it's pretty awesome. I've never seen something like this, but I have seen a lot of pictures of them in kindergartens, of them walking around downtown. I know Annie Halbrin tweeted out a picture of Jake Cronenworth and Ethan Salas, and they were in a kindergarten, and the kindergartners made them all sign in on their sheet. Because everybody else has to sign in, so the players have to sign in as well. But this was kind of random. It's like a thank you tour for fans and all that stuff. And honestly, if I'm a kid and Juan Soto walks into my kindergarten classroom,
boom,
fan for life.
Yeah,
fan for life. Easy.
Pretty cool thing the Padres are doing, mixing it in with local businesses and some of the schools around San Diego County.
And with Fan Fest tomorrow.
FanFest is, I would suggest, and I'm just saying, they sold how many tickets for this, Grape?
I see this number. I still can't believe this number, but I've seen 150,000.
Where are 150,000 people
going? I don't know. I don't know.
That's not an official number. That's just
it's not an official number, but I've seen that being used as the number by...
If that is true, I suggest you get down there.
I'm going to skydive in because there's not going to be anywhere to park.
Holy
cow.
Heck.
Yes. Yes. I know. But we will all be at FanFest tomorrow.
That has me concerned because, you know, my day doesn't start until like 10.
You need to get there at 6 a.m.
Man.
You need to camp out. Go up to the radio booth, put down a bed, and just sleep for a little bit, and then head down. Because you can get Tony's autograph tomorrow. You could also see all of us. We're going to be broadcasting from FanFest. I'm at 3 to 4, Coach and Braden, 11 to 1, and then Ben and Woods, 1 to 3. So we have a ton of fun stuff happening tomorrow. But we're going to be talking to Sammy Lev, the great one, coming up next, because he was walking around downtown, following around some of the biggest players. I believe he was following around Xander Bogaerts, so I want to get a little info on that.
All right, Sammy Levitt, the man, the myth, the legend.
The great one.
When we return, more Gwen and Chris on the way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
2:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr. Almost said Chris. Oh, Matt Scravey. Chris Ello. Still in the air, I think, right?
Yes, he's flapping his wings. He must be tired.
Scravey has located his plane. hasn't quite landed in Albuquerque.
Can you imagine how stressed he is right now? Because Chris is a guy who we were like, Chris, just take your time. It's all right. You get there when you get there. But you know that he's stressed right now.
He's 100% stressed. That is, I don't know that he does it any other way.
No.
Not a surprise at all.
Now that we've showed him how to use Southwest Wi-Fi, though, I think that he's in on using that more than often.
And you know
than
what?
Not
I'm
now.
Happy for him.
Yeah,
he could use some help in terms of the electronics and devices.
But remember, he was able to cancel his subscription to Paramount Plus.
He was so happy about
it. I will give him that. It is hard sometimes to be able to do
that. Yeah, because they don't make it easy. If you want to cancel it. They make you earn the cancellation.
They're going to come to your house. They're going to hit you with a pipe in your leg.
All right, let's check in with Sam Levitt, who has been traveling around with the Padres as they pop up in different businesses and schools. First, Sam, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well. Greetings from the gas lamp, where I was just watching Joe Musgrove make drinks behind the bar at Bubs, Josh Hader. Passing out beers. It was quite the experience, but I think a lot of fans had a good time, which is what it's all about.
So what exactly are the Padres doing? They just popping into random businesses, random schools, and just interrupting the day?
Yeah, pretty much. From what I understand, there were four groups of players and front office personnel that went around the community today, and you might have seen it on social media, all different parts of this area. schools, fire departments, I think police stations. I was over at Bubs at the ballpark where the Padres had lunch. I was following Joe Musgrove, Xander Bogaerts, Josh Hader, and Jackson Merrill was there as well, the highly rated Padres prospect. And all different groups of players and big-time guys, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr. I saw Jake Cronenworth and Juan Soto at an elementary school getting swarmed by all the kids. So from what I understand, it was a day for the Padres before Fan Fest tomorrow to be in the community, to see a lot of faces. And I spoke with Padres CEO Eric Rutner at Bubs, and you know, Eric essentially said that the players feel this amazing energy from the fans, and they just want to give it back. And obviously, tomorrow is a terrific opportunity to continue doing that. But seeing the Padres pop up all over the place today, I thought was really, really cool. Good for the organization.
Talking to Sammy Lev right here on 97.3 The Fan. And Sam, first, there's two questions here. Number one, how did Joe Musgrove do at pouring a beer? Because it's not easy. It's not easy. And then I'll ask my second once you answer that one.
Okay. The beer pouring appeared to go well. Josh Hader also appeared to pour the beer well. I don't think that's the hard part. Now, I saw Joe make some mixed drinks. They looked good.
Wow.
Dangerous.
Do I exactly know the ratios of carbonation to the alcohol? If that was all what it should have been, I don't exactly know. But I think the people that were getting their drinks, they were more excited about Joe Musgrove making the drink than necessarily what it tasted like. But
absolutely.
The beer pours, I will say, looked good. I'm not like the beer expert. I'm not a great beer pourer, admittedly. I never do those taps well. But they looked good to me. So I think on the beer front, they did well.
Okay. Now, question number two. I mean, this is a surprise to anyone in the establishment, in the school, on the street. What are some of the reactions from fans when these guys, Joe Musgrove, walks into Bubs at the ballpark? It's got to be fun to see.
Yeah, it was really fun to see some of the reactions. They got out of the van they were in and basically popped out and then took a group picture right by the gas lamp quarter sign. And I mean, it was business as usual down by the sign and downtown and by gas lamp. And they actually walked from the gas lamp sign to Bubs, and then they walked from Bubs to the team store. So they were literally just walking on the sidewalk through downtown over here. And I did see some great fan reactions and some people walk by the bar and walk in. And there were plenty of people just sitting at the bar having lunch. And in comes Xander Bogaerts and Joe Musgrove and Josh Hader. So the reactions were pretty cool. And some people asked for autographs, and there were some kids by the team store. So it was pretty neat. I think on social media, you know, they were at Bubs for a while. I don't know exactly how long, but it could have been a half hour, 40 minutes. You know, I think we were posting on social media some videos. So I wouldn't doubt that some people came running down once they saw they were at Bubs. And it was cool to see the reaction.
Bubs has some bomb chicken wings, by the way.
Oh, guys. Do they?
They like chicken wings like I do. Bubs got they got you on that. And the other thing is, I'm pretty sure the fellas did pretty well pouring drinks. They had a lot of practice at the end of the last season. They had three different celebrations in which they did a lot of pouring. So
this is true.
I imagine they've gotten pretty good at it. Sam, appreciate you hopping on with us for a little bit, kind of letting us peek and pulling the curtain back a little bit behind what Padres got going on.
I got one more for you, Sam.
Sorry, Scraby's got another one for you, Sam. Sorry.
Fan Fest is tomorrow. I know you're going to be there all day. What is your plan for tomorrow?
My plan for tomorrow is in the early part of the day. There will be some various press conferences with the players, so I'll probably be wrapped up in that for a while. I definitely want to hear what all the different guys have to say. And remember, you know, we haven't formally talked to, you know, a lot of the players since the end of the season. You know, obviously, guys like Joe Musgrove, who have been around, he was on Coach's Show yesterday and did that great hour. But, you know, for the most part, you know, you don't hear a whole lot formally from the different guys. So that'll be my early part of the day, just getting videos and tweeting out different things from those media availabilities. And then the rest of the day, really the second half of the day, I think I'll pretty much be walking around enjoying FanFest. And if you're out there and you see me, feel free to say hello, and I would love to see as many people as possible. Sounds like, from everything I've heard, and I'm sure you guys as well, sounds like it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be really, really something to remember as far as the amount of people. And what I love about, not to get too long-winded, but what I love about today and tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to, is, I mean, it's a preview of this unbelievable star power that exists on this team. I mean, from Manny to Fernando to Xander to Juan Soto to Josh Hader to, you know, guys that the fans love here, like Jake Cronenworth and Joe Musgrove and Robert Suarez. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from the guys and seeing all the fans. And the second half of the day, I think I'll pretty much be out in the ballpark and just hanging out, having a good time.
Well, Sam, hopefully I get a chance to see you during the festivities tomorrow. Thanks for, again, coming on and sharing with us.
All right. No problem, guys. See you tomorrow.
Sammy Leavitt there joining us, giving us the little peel back the curtain a little bit on what the Padres got going on in the community. And it's these type of things, man, they have lasting impression. I know it seems like, you know, one-offs, they're just showing up, but you'd be surprised how many people that have come up to me about my dad and when the Padres were going around the city and him popping in and how often they remember that as a kid.
Oh, my goodness.
So those things are super impactful. It's pretty special.
If Jerry Rice walked into my classroom as a kid and I'm like in second grade, I would maybe die right there. Literally. Like, I was that big of a fan.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Major League Baseball schedule will be a lot different. A lot different. We'll talk about it later on today. But when we come back, Alden Gonzalez, MLB, ESPN, joins us to talk about his spring storylines he's looking for, among some other things around Major League Baseball. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey app.
Matt Scraby, he's got an announcement for some of you folks out there.
Do, 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 do. Please stop asking me for FanFest tickets. I don't have any.
You're getting hit up for for FanFest tickets?
Yes, I've been getting texts all day, actually, about FanFest tickets. I don't have any. I don't even know how I'm going to get in myself, and I'm supposed to broadcast tomorrow. So.
Yeah, you guys are on your own, especially if there's 150,000 people going.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely on your own.
Those are going to be tough to come by.
Go down there and see what it's like around the ballpark. I'm sure there's going to be some crazy stuff all over the place.
Yeah, but you don't have any connections, man?
I have you, but
I'm not a connection.
You don't want me asking you.
I'm not a connection at all.
You wouldn't even believe how many people ask me to get to you about something, and I block some of them.
You should just... You don't bring those to my attention very often, if at all.
Well, do you want to go to a little league in Bonzel and throw out the first pitch?
In Bonzel?
Yeah.
Where's that?
In the desert somewhere?
No.
See, there you go. I didn't bring that one.
It's
to
not
you.
That I don't want to. I just don't think I can make it happen.
Yeah, I mean it's far. Bonzel's far. Yeah. So,
unfortunately for me in the little league, because this is something I used to do before. Spring training was a thing that I had to be
before your broadcast.
Right, because most of the little leagues will kick off when I'm in spring training.
Oh, yes. Man, this year is just...
Including my son's little league that I won't get a chance to see. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It is.
What level is he at?
He's playing MAPS again.
What is that?
That is machine pitch for a certain amount of pitches, and then if you can't hit the machine, then you hit it off the tee.
Okay, and how's he looking?
He made his first season last year all year without having to use a tee. So
wow,
he was pretty. He lets me know about that often. So
he
did. Yeah,
he does. He's already trash talking you.
He was pretty excited about that. I didn't have to use the tee one time.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's so funny. And you said a long time ago that you had a theory that maybe Trey's going to be like Hall of Fame because it skips a generation, is what you said? Like Hall
skip
of Fame.
My generation, for sure.
It didn't skip your generation. I mean,
in terms of Hall of Fame, it skipped my generation.
Yeah, but you were still a very good baseball player.
Yeah,
so.
I was pretty good. But I'm just saying, like, it usually skips a generation, and then, boom, he'll be the guy. I can ride his coattail.
People are calling in. We're not giving away FanFest tickets.
You think that's what that is?
Yeah. I mean, six calls just pop up all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, we're not giving away FanFest tickets. Sorry. We do, however, we will, however, get a chance to hear from Alden Gonzalez. We got a chance to rap with him a little bit earlier before the show started. He had some dentist appointments he had to get to for his children, so he couldn't come on live. We recorded an interview with him. Give you some of the storylines, I think, that are pretty compelling to start spring training. So, without further ado, let's get to Alden Gonzalez, SPN. Back at it again, and it is now time for our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline guest, Alden Gonzalez, ESPN. You guys gotten to know Alden a little bit. He's been on our show quite a few times over the winter, but that's coming to an end. Spring training right around the corner, Alden, and are you ready, man? Has it come quick?
I don't know about you guys, but spring training really, really caught up to me. it's about a week away now. I'm wondering where the off season went. Maybe it's because of all the news that we had and how quickly these free agents signed and how crazy December was. But I can't believe it, but we're just a little over a week away from spring training. I'm kind of not ready, but but I think I'll get there.
I think I'm in the same boat as you. I'm kind of not ready. I'll definitely get there. You bring up a good point. This offseason, it felt different than many offseasons in recent history. A lot of activity, a lot of movement. My guess is it has something to do with this fresh new collective bargaining agreement. But it does set up for some pretty cool storylines going into spring training. What are some of the ones you're looking at?
Oh, there are several. I will tell you, speaking specifically about spring training, what I'm really going to be interested to see is just how teams are adjusting for all the new rules that we're going to see this season.
Yeah.
The pitch clock, how pitchers and hitters are adjusting to that. I think, personally, I don't know how you feel, Tony, but I think it's going to be probably an even bigger adjustment for the hitters than it is going to be for the pitchers.
Yeah.
And also just how teams are utilizing these shift restrictions. I mean, we kept wondering about whether you're going to see outfielders just sort of shade very differently to just sort of still shift on guys when you can't do it with your infielders. Maybe we'll get a glimpse as to how the bigger bases, the pickoff limits are going to influence the running game. I'm hoping to see a lot more attempted steals this coming season. So that's the big one to me. But from a transactional standpoint, I'm really going to be interested in the Brian Reynolds situation.
Yes.
The Pirates have been, apparently they've had a really high asking price for Brian Reynolds, as they should, because they could still trade him at the trade deadline and they'll still get a really good return on him. But he has made it known that he wants to be traded. And I think it's very interesting too, because you look at the teams that could really use a Brian Reynolds. The Dodgers are certainly one of them. They have a really big hole in center field right now. He'd be perfect for them. Look at the Yankees. They have a big hole in left field. He would be perfect for them too. Others would certainly be in the mix. I'd be curious about that one. The other one for me, guys, is just guys fitting into teams. One of them for me is Jacob deGrom. How does he look? We know how electric he can be when he's right. He's the best pitcher in baseball, I think, when he is right. Is he going to be that for the Texas Rangers? And then the other one hits close to home for you, Tony, and that's Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
How does he look? Where are they playing him? What do teammates have to say about him? What's the vibe around him? How they feel about him? How he's feeling about the whole situation? That's going to be a fascinating storyline, obviously, not just this spring, but moving forward.
Yeah, Alden, we are looking forward to seeing what Fernando Tatis Jr. does here in San Diego, just because, like, he's endeared to the city. People love him here in San Diego, and so I think a lot of people are willing to give him a second shot, and same with his teammates. But up there in L.A., the Dodgers said that they were unanimously they decided to cut Trevor Bauer from the team. And there's so much baggage there that it's just, in my opinion, it's hard for a team to take a chance on him right now. Do you think he finds a team this season, or do you think he pitches at all this season?
I don't know. That's a tough one, and it's a question that basically everybody is wondering right now, including people in front offices, about whether anybody's going to take a chance.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'm never going to say no. I'm not going to say there's no chance, because all it takes, obviously, is just one team to take a chance. And look, I mean, you look around the landscape of this offseason and how expensive free agents were, where those contracts got, how valuable starting pitchers are. And I'm sure as soon as he got released by the Dodgers, as soon as he got DFA'd, there were a ton of front offices throughout the sport who were wondering about the merits of signing a pitcher who, if he goes back to who he was a year and a half ago, which is obviously not, it's not a sure thing,
right,
but it's certainly attainable, that you could get for the major league minimum. Front offices are so hyper-focused on efficiency these days. That's got to be a tantalizing thought for anybody. But this is the point that I've been making about Trevor Bauer. At the end of the day, signing Trevor Bauer is going to be an ownership-level decision.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to sell your fan base on the merit of acquiring somebody who was suspended longer than anybody in the history of the domestic violence policy. And I will tell you, throughout the history of the sport, there are very few active players who have been suspended longer than 162 games. But not only are you going to have to do that, you're going to have to overcome that last hurdle with Trevor Bauer, which is that up until this point, or at least up until the point when the Dodgers designated him for assignment, he is somebody who not only faced this suspension, but has had no contrition whatsoever in the wake of that suspension. And I think that ultimately, even though, like I said before, I think front offices talked about it a ton, it's a very big hurdle to clear at the end of the day. To get to that final stage, and he's still not showing any contrition for any of the things that he's been accused of, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's certainly an ownership decision. And in today's day and age where everybody's voice can be heard, that is a tough climb for any team, I think, to get yep. over in terms of that contrition part. You did kind of lead me to the next biggest question. It's across the street, really, there from Los Angeles, the Angels. Now, this situation is different because obviously Shohei Ohtani is the prize jewel that everybody's talking about come next offseason, maybe even at the deadline. I doubt it, but it could be. But all of a sudden, Artie Moreno has decided not to sell the team. First, do you think that helps or hurts the chances of Shohei Ohtani returning as an Angel?
You know, I don't know. I wish I could answer that question for you because it's a question that a lot of people have, and I don't know because Shohei Ohtani has rarely sort of let us into just what kind of things he's looking for, the types of things that he values. I will say this. I don't know his relationship with Artie Moreno. What I do know about Shohei Ohtani is that he wants to win. He wants to go somewhere where he can be proven to be on a team that's going to consistently win. Under Artie Moreno, at least over these last, basically, the Angels have not won. The Angels have employed Mike Trout. For many of those years, they've employed Mike Trout at a very, very, very reasonable cost. And haven't been able to do any winning around him. They had Shohei Ohtani for the vast majority of his time here. Actually, each of these last 5 years, they've employed him at a very, very reasonable cost. They haven't been able to do any winning. While they haven't done any winning, they also haven't developed players in their farm system.
No.
So they've actually gotten nowhere over these last 10-plus years. And I'm sure Shohei Ohtani looks around. He's a really smart guy, very inquisitive, and wonders what the long-term future of the Angels are. And the problem with the Angels has been not that they don't – they under Artie Moreno's ownership, especially in these last 10 years, they haven't invested enough in infrastructure, in coaches, in their development. And then on the other side of that, if you're not getting guys coming through your pipeline, you have to overspend in free agency if you want to contend. They haven't done that either. They haven't been willing to exceed the luxury tax threshold to do what's needed to plug a ton of holes on their 40-man roster. So I will say, does it help or hurt? I think it's only going to help if Artie Moreno shows bigger commitment in investing in the product, both the players, but also all the infrastructure to make the Angels a winning organization and then sell Shohei Ohtani on that. Anything short of that, and it's going to hurt their chances.
I'm talking to Alden Gonzalez from ESPN here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. I saw a funny stat about Mike Trout over the weekend. He's been to more Eagles playoff games than he's played in himself. So I got to wonder about Mike Trout. He's locked up. I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money to be there in with the Angels. But what do you think? When is he ever going to be a guy who's going to try to get out? Because he seems like he's just a team guy. He stays the course. But I got to think... It hasn't been since 2014 since he's been in the playoffs. I got to think he wants to get back there.
You know, one of the great things about Mike Trout, and I think it's something that's helped him out in his life, is that he is an eternal optimist. Mm-hmm. And every spring he shows up. And I think he genuinely believes that the Angels can win that year. And I'm sure he's going to show up this spring, and he is going to believe that the Angels are going to win. He's going to see what they did in the offseason. Signing Tyler Anderson and acquiring Hunter Renfro and Gio Urshela. And I truthfully think they did a nice job of at least creating more depth in their 40-man roster, which is what they needed to do. They didn't make huge splashes, but they made a lot of moves that gave them, frankly, more major league quality players on their roster. And he's going to believe that they can win. Will he ever be the type of guy to ask out and demand a trade? Everything I've ever heard about him from people around him indicates that that's just not who he is, and that's just not his personality. And if he ever did do that one day, it honestly would surprise me. I think he's happy there. I think he's happy living by the beach and playing with a franchise that, although they're not rebuilding, they're still not sort of in the spotlight all the time, and he could just sort of hide a little bit there, and then just going back to his home in New Jersey in the office. I think he's happy with his life. Does he want to win? Absolutely. Yeah. Does he want to be in the playoffs? Absolutely. Is it to the point where he's getting incredibly frustrated, and he wants to go somewhere else, and he doesn't want to waste away his career in Anaheim. I don't think that's where we're at.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see him being one of those guys that's going to push his way out.
He's going to be the greatest baseball player to ever play three playoff games.
In some ways, he reminds me of my father a little bit in terms of
interesting.
Just being loyal and wanting to be in the place that he's at. I got to ask you one last Padre question before we get out of here. I know early in the offseason you wrote about the Padres. I would call it a good problem to have with Soto coming up on free agency and Manny having the ability to opt out. It seems to me that out of all of the Boris clients, Soto seems to play things pretty close to the vest. Like he doesn't really lead any which way. What are the percentages do you think Soto can stay here in San Diego?
You know, if I had to more of a guess at this point,
yeah.
But if I had to pick one player among their superstar players to not be, and Padres fans are going to hate me for this, but one superstar player to not be there 3 years from now, we're talking about, obviously, Xander Bogaerts not going anywhere. He just signed an 11-year contract. But between Xander, between Manny Machado, who, as you said, can opt out of his contract, and Fernando Tatis Jr., who, hey, you know what? Maybe he could be traded. You know, we talked about that before. And Juan Soto, I would think Juan Soto is the least likely to stay. Mm. Now, obviously, it's totally possible that all four of them are there. I'm not trying to eliminate that possibility. But I think Juan Soto, being as young as he is and on the trajectory that he's on, and look, he had a down year last year. He still had a really, really good year, especially relative to his age.
Yeah, yeah.
We forget that. We forget how young he is. The type of money that he can command 2 years from now, and I think, obviously, who his agent is, I think Scott Boras sees him as another client who could redefine free agency. That's the guy that I think at the very least will test free agency. I mean, look at the contract he turned down with the Washington Nationals.
Was it $450?
Right? This is a man who knows his worth and who's incredibly confident.
Yes, he is.
And I don't think he's going to settle for anything that's not a gargantuan contract. Especially, I mean, I know you're not wondering this, but especially not now when he's coming off a relatively down year.
Right.
He's going to play this out. I think, speaking right now, I think he becomes a free agent. Now, the Padres might sign him as a free agent, but I think he at least tests the market.
Yeah, good problems to have nonetheless. The fact that you got a guy like that locked up for
exciting
2 years.
Times.
Yeah, good exciting times here in San Diego. Alden, as always, man, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
That was Alden Gonzalez on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. The Padres announced their new announced the 2023 Major League coaching staff. Not very many changes. Really, the only change that stands out is it looks like there's going to be three guys handling the hitting. Now, we know Ryan Flaherty was going to help out in that role. He still has his bench coach, offensive coordinator. They got a coordinators in baseball now. offensive coordinator and hitting coach. He'll also be flanked by Oscar Bernard. He'll be an assistant hitting coach along with Scott Coolball. He'll also be an assistant hitting coach. Everybody else you remember from last year, Ryan Christensen is the associate manager. Ruben Niebla, pitching coach. Ben Fritz,
the pitching whisperer.
Yes, pitching whisperer. Ben Fritz, bullpen coach. Matt Williams at third. Dave Macias at first.
Is Mike Schilt still with the
Mike
team?
Mike Schilt, senior advisor to player development and Major League. So we'll see him quite a bit. Brian
awesome.
Price also on that staff. He's in the same role.
Man, baseball is getting ready, baby.
It is. Starting to dial up. Let's get to break. When we come back, Daily Gambit on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.